My feeling is they should open it, the border, and just let them pour in, let everybody pour in, and then the answer, which is, well, then there'll be all these problems. Yes, there should be. It shouldn't be so great here, is what I'm saying, in America.
What you just heard is the sound of a moron talking. This episode is all about morons. Some are just morons, and some are evil morons. And who was that moron you just heard? Well, stay with me, you'll find out.
The Safari Park.
You're killing me, Larry!
Larry. Fucking Larry.
Larry from That Larry Show.
For men with balls.
Take off your pants.
Larry, get into bed now.
Larry.
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 We are surrounded by morons. How did this happen? Was it something in the water? Sunspots? Cosmic spores from outer space? Back in 2018, this show featured an episode entitled The Moron Parade. It wasn't difficult locating clips of famous morons to discuss. But who could have imagined we'd soon have an actual gibbering moron in the White House?
We cheer for Muslim athletes like Kareem and Joan Shingang. I'm going to pronounce her. Shanga Kawawa.
And his second in command would be equally eloquent.
For us at every moment in time, and certainly this one, to see the moment in time in which we exist and are present, and to be able to contextualize it, to understand where we exist in the history and in the moment as it relates not only to the past, but the future.
And she doesn't have the excuse of senility. Seems that when critics place politicians into two basic categories, the far more crowded one is the moron slash insane category. Well, this is a terrible mistake. Recently on X, I corrected the vaunted Jordan Peterson regarding this. The guy is supposed to have an outsized intellect, and it appears that he is no dope. But he constantly refers to the insanity of the left. And I urged Peterson to please stop calling the left's actions insanity. That word absolves them of culpability. Not guilty by reason of insanity, huh? The correct descriptor for them is evil. Well, Peterson hasn't replied to me, and I'm not holding my breath. On one of my cross-country road trips, we stopped at a rest area in Pennsylvania. Inside was a picture of the governor. He looked like every other politician, bland, boring, and besuited. Alongside him was a picture of a guy dressed as a janitor. Gray polyester work shirt with two big flap pockets. I figured, well, that's cool. The state of Pennsylvania is acknowledging the people who actually do something to earn their government paychecks, the guys who clean and maintain these roadside facilities. But then I looked closer. The brass plaque under the janitor's picture said, John Fetterman, Lieutenant Governor. Who was this guy? And why was he dressed this way? Well, it was obvious. He wanted to portray himself as a laborer. In that context, the only thing missing was a hammer and sickle patch over one of his pockets. I later looked him up, and sure enough, Fetterman calls himself a progressive, which is code for commie. Or maybe he thinks he's a socialist, which is just communism light. Fetterman is anything but a working man. Like most of his commie progenitors, he's a silver spooner who lived off his rich family until he became lieutenant governor. And while he was living off daddy's dollars, not as a young man, but well into middle age, Fetterman was the perpetual student. He has a slew of degrees. He's got a bachelor's in finance, an MBA, and another master's from Harvard. He spent 12 fucking years in college, mostly studying finance. But not only could he not figure out how to support himself, he was sued by his own county for $25,000 in unpaid taxes. Yet there he is, a U.S. senator, where he is leading the charge to legislate, wait for it, a wealth tax. Wonder if that will include his daddy. So why am I talking about this public parasite? Well, because he likes to wear hoodies and baggy shorts and flip-flops, not just around the House, but to the Senate. And his fellow senator, another career politician, leftist leech named Chuck Schumer, well, he's just fine with that and has declared anyone can wear whatever the hell they want.
Schumer says it's about choice, saying now senators are able to choose what they wear on the Senate floor. I will continue to wear a suit. It comes after Pennsylvania Senator John Fetterman, a Democrat, faced criticism for wearing gym shorts and hooded sweatshirts.
They're just like, oh my God, you know, dogs and cats are living together. And, you know, like I said, aren't there more important things we should be talking about rather than if I dress like a slob?
Chucky just decides to nullify 2.5 centuries of decorum to accommodate this creepy slacker? Yes. But while Schumer will wear a suit and Fetterman, a mid-50s ne'er-do-well, dresses like some proletariat skater at a rave. But the underlings, the staffers, those who can less afford to dress up, they won't have the option of dressing down on the job.
Until recently, protocol on the Senate floor was business attire, and the changes announced by Schumer apply only to senators, not to staffers.
Typical leftist, elitist hypocrisy. Rules for thee, but not for me. These people are bacteria. Listen to Fetterman trying to answer a question put to him by some teleprompter-reading sycophant on MSNBC. And while he speaks, if you can call it that, let's count the you-knows together.
What is your message to those folks about who is going to look out for the interests of people like auto workers in the White House between possibly Donald Trump or Joe Biden?
You know, DeSantis, you know, he doesn't, you know, I dress the way he campaigns, you know, so he's able to just, you know, skip, you know, debates because the others, they just don't have competition. But, you know, I really don't believe there's no chance for Trump to win.
How about that, folks? 19 seconds of dialogue and 10 you knows. But it's not just the way he says things. It's what he says as well. Like this bon mot on national television.
Bring your vote. You know, otherwise, you know, they need to go hump a different leg.
So classy. He talks just the way he dresses, like a mentally deficient 9-year-old. But still, he demands our sympathy. Here he is, bitching about the hardship of being a United States senator.
While you're being a U.S. senator, commuting to see your family, how are you doing?
Yeah, no, I dearly miss my family as well. You know, people really need to understand that being a senator or being a congresswoman or man, you know, you have to realize it's like kind of like you're almost like a divorce, you know, of seeing the love of people that you love 50% less than you would have beforehand. That as well, too.
Poor John sees his family 50% less.
Well, yeah, when you never have a job, you get to spend 100% of your time with your family. But this plotting putz has never had a job, and now he makes $174,000 a year plus Cadillac, no, Rolls-Royce benefits. And, drumroll please, he gets a $3,700,000 allowance. What for? Well, so he can hire dozens of assistants and take fact-finding vacations and air travel home, and then, well, all those hoodies and board shorts and Nikes, well, those add up too, don't you know? Hell, it's only a 4-hour drive from his palatial office to his home in Braddock, Pennsylvania. So, so tragic. The phony working man in the janitor costume bitches about his cushy job when millions of guys in this country with more talent, brains, and balls than Fetterman will ever have, they don't see their families because they work 2 and 3 jobs and earn a fraction of Fetterman's salary. Which they pay, by the way. Not to mention millions of servicemen and women scattered around the globe who never see their families, and they don't bitch about wearing their uniforms. But it's too much to ask this self-centered fucking commie circus freak to put on a jacket and tie on the floor of the Senate. He's not a man. He's a 6'8" pussy and an imbecile. On the other hand, maybe he's right on track. Hoods do like hoodies, don't they? It would be great to see most of the U.S. Congress wearing the clothing they really should. Orange jumpsuits. Government is run by corrupt filth and morons, not just in D.C., but at every state and local level. There's a nurse practitioner in Amityville, New York, who is facing jail time and big fines. The district attorney says she made $1.5 million forging and selling vaccine passport cards. Yeah, jolly good show, lady. Think about that. This little man, this district attorney, by the way, do you get pissed when teleprompter readers refer to office-bound government lawyers as top cop? Who started that? Were there any district attorneys killed in the line of duty last year or any year? So stop with the top cop bullshit. They're not cops. Most of them are just politicians. So this DA politician, Raymond Tierney, is prosecuting this woman for forging vax passports. Well, that's hysterical. It's like prosecuting Disneyland for selling magic wands that don't work. Why isn't he prosecuting Pfizer for forging a vaccine? They claimed their magic shot would protect you from infection. Not only did it not work, it injured and killed untold numbers of people. That sure sounds like fraud, doesn't it? But Tierney won't even throw a dirty look at Pfizer. They'd crush him like a low-level politician. Now next up, a guy whose wisecracks are always greeted with a tremendous burst of silence. Verified serial public masturbator, Louis C.K. Here's a clip from this drip on Joe Rogan, giving his take on the southern border and how the ongoing invasion is a good thing.
My feeling is they should open it, the border, and just let them pour in, let everybody pour in, and then the answer, which is, well, then there'll be all these problems. Yes, there should be. It shouldn't be so great here, is what I'm saying, in America. It shouldn't be. It's a weird thing to sequester a certain group of people and try to keep upping their lifespan and their lifestyle. But also, it's not good for us either. It's not a good way to live in a gated community, you know? If you let folks pour in, like any other wave, it'll kind of slosh. And then you'll just, things will be different. I don't know, like, there. What'll really happen? A bunch of people, like, will they just come with knives and start killing everybody? I don't think so.
Okay, wait a minute. That's not his real name. Typical of many creeps, he invented a name for himself. His actual name is Hungarian. Szigeli. Reputedly, Szigeli has a net worth of about $35 million. You think he might live in a gated community he talked about, huh? Betcha he's got a few spare rooms. Maybe an extra vehicle or two. What is he doing for the invaders, of which he is so fond? Has he offered to house any of them? He wants America to be different. A third world shithole kind of different. And somewhere, in his diseased jack-off-addled brain, he thinks he'll be above it all when things go really, really bad. Well, he's wrong there. And he's also bugged about Americans trying to prolong their lifespans. How dare we?
It's a weird thing to sequester a certain group of people and try to keep upping their lifespan.
When he develops some debilitating or fatal disease, as just about everyone does, that little speech won't age well. His picture should be hanging in every medical facility in the nation. So when Louis gets really fucking sick, the doctors can point to his picture and say, sorry, Louis, no medicine, no treatment for you. That's how you wanted it, right? Szigeli, I do hope I'm mispronouncing his name, he is in a category few people can reckon with. He's a moron, and he's evil. He wants to destroy your home. That's certifiable evil, isn't it? A common bromide these days is,
"We agree to disagree, but we can still be friends."
Well, that works if you're talking about a 1% tax increase or pepperoni or mushroom on your pizza. But destroying your homeland? No, we can't be friends. We're enemies. Most people have some odd notion that dumb people must be nice people. That's not necessarily so. There have been many, many studies done about this, and prisons around the world are filled with low IQ people who do very bad things. So plenty of stupid people are also evil people. From the White House to the house next door, it does seem like they're overwhelming us, doesn't it? Where will it all net out? Who knows? Hey, thanks for hanging with me once again. It's always great to be with you. Hop over to thatlarryshow.com for hundreds more episodes, and while you're there, click the subscribe button so you never miss one. There you can also click the Patreon or PayPal button and support this show. You know, they're still canceling truth tellers everywhere. I'll see you next Wednesday or thereabouts. And until that time, take no shit.